head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
I know last week I told you there were no reggae singles this week, and my cursory glance, as I told you that, at this week's list, the new singles on sale from January the 16th in 1970. I can tell you this week it was orange printing, the lettering was in black, of course, but there's a little orange, what would we call it, an abstract design, the new singles, that's orange and black, and the Hit Parade, our top 20 from A to Z, is on the back cover. Still in the charts this week, the third week of January 1970, the Archies, Sugar Sugar, Blue Mink, Melting Pot, and can you believe that Blue Mink is one of those tunes that Ofcom in the United Kingdom will not allow a radio station to play anymore. Dave Clark 5, Delaney and Bonnie, Cufflinks, Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, Bobby Gentry, Glenn Campbell, Rolf Harris, still in the charts, Engelbert Humperdinck, Harry J, All Stars, that was Liquidator, Tom Jones, Without Love, Marmalade, Reflections of My Life, Elvis Presley, Suspicious Ones, Jim Reeves, But You Love Me Daddy, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town, Kenny Rogers and the First Edition, Diana Ross and Supreme, Someday We'll Be Together, Nancy Sinatra, Highway Song, The Tremolos, Call Me Number One, Roger Whittaker, Leaving Durham Town, and Stevie Wonder, Yes to Me, Yes to You, Yesterday. That was their Hit Parade in A to Z. They didn't use a particular chart. And in the middle, in the fold-out open sheet, the past 3 weeks in alphabetical order. So that's my oral, my verbal tour around this new singles listing, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings, number 312, January 16, 1970. So, yes, there were a couple of reggae stuff. I guess the clue as to whether there were any reggae singles this week, if I'd looked closer when I was telling you, was Johnny Mac, which we just heard on the Columbia Bright Orange label, DB116. The track was called Reggae All Night Long. You see, there was the clue for me, but I missed it. And we began with The Aggressors, and Soul of the Jungle on Pi Records. So I was correct. There were no Trojan, Duke, Amalgamated reggae labels released this week. Let's listen to a... It sounds like it should have been a hit, but it wasn't. Steve and Albert Hammond. Steve Rowland and Albert Hammond. Follow the Bouncing Ball. And then a bona fide massive number one hit. I think it's the only one in this week's list of 71 singles, which actually became a hit. And that's going to be that Edison Lighthouse single.
Split your knee, and so you decided to come back to me. Follow, yes, follow the bouncing ball. Follow it all over the wall. Mellow and yellow and tangerine, marching to the rhythm of my tambourine. It is free from your world.
In the meantime, you're faced with 7 hours of crap from Bent.
Yeah.
single that I loathed at the time, but I'm a lucky fella, and I just gotta tell her that I love her endlessly. The Lady Catherine, who I found in this magical year of 1970, yes, she had that single. In fact, that probably was her single I played there. Edison Lighthouse, Love Grows, Where My Catherine Goes. Not quite the words. If I hadn't succumbed to love and love songs, I guess the B-side would have been appropriate for me now on Bell Records. The B-side, Edison Lighthouse, Every Lonely Day. I fear that's what it may have been. Kept my freak flag flying as long as I could until I finally succumbed and joined in with society a few weeks ago. Vietnam War tunes, there were quite a few of those. This one is called Time Is Now on Fontana by Everybody's Children.
Coley Andrews, Guy Albert Bird, Martin Luther Cook, Herman Lee Cooper, William Anderson Crenshaw, Charles Elliot Long, J. C. James B. Smith, James D. Smith, Herman Lee Ford, Ron Delano Watts,
like the rock of ages, and rain
Michael Beck, Jesus Rosa Murano, Thomas Carpenter, Jr., Doris Wayne Clark, Richard J. Glenn. David Edgar Price, Jr. John Milton Spires. Arthur Elias Thomas.
I was wrong about there not being any big hits released this week. 16th of January 1970. This from Paint Your Wagon, Lee Marvin, Wandering Star, became a number one in the UK. And after this, the B-side of the single, Clint Eastwood singing I Talk to the Trees. A single on Paramount Records. This program that I do is a little like Pick of the Pops, except Pops equals popular. And possibly each week there's a handful of tunes that slithered into the charts. So it's kind of the opposite of Pick of the Pops, Pick of the Unpopulars. Those singles that were released and lost without trace.
Never seen a sight that didn't look better looking back. I was born under a wandering star. Mud can make you prisoner and the plains can bake you dry. Snow can burn your eyes but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true. I was born under a wandering star. I was born under a wandering star. Do I know where hell is? Hell is in hello. Heaven is goodbye forever, it's time for me to go. I was born under a wandering star. A wandering, wandering star.
What can make you prisoner and the plains can make you dry? Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true.
To heaven, tie me to a tree, or I'll begin to roam, and soon you'll know where I will be.
You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
I talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me. I talk to the stars, but they never hear me. The breeze hasn't time to stop and hear what I say. I talk to them all in vain. But suddenly my words reach someone else's ear. That someone else's heart strings too. I tell you my dreams, and while you're listening to me, I suddenly see them come true. I can see us on an April night, looking out across a rolling farm, having supper in the candlelight, walking later arm in arm. Then I'll tell you how I pass the day, thinking mainly how the night will be. Then I'll try to find the words to say all the things you mean to me. I tell you my dream, and while you're listening to me, I suddenly see them come true.
Yes, I talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me. You could be forgiven for believing that this program is compiled as we go along. Yes, you could be forgiven because it's absolutely true. You may have noticed my surprised enthusiasm as I come across a tune to play. Yeah, I honestly don't know what we're going to play in a couple of tunes time. All I know is I've got 71 singles to choose from, not all of which could I find, and not all of which that I have found will I be playing. I'm trying to keep it, I guess, kind of, I don't know, not rock tainted, no, rock and quality music tainted, and not music of your parents, perhaps. This is going to be Fickle Pickle, made up of members of the band The Smoke, The Orange Bicycle and Pussy on Fontana Records. It's called Millionaire. Fickle Pickle. As I give to you,
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Jean, the roses are red, and all of the leaves have gone green, and the clouds are so low, you can touch them, and so, come out to the meadow, Jean. Jean, Jean, you're young and alive. Come out of your half dream, dream, and run if you will to the top of the hill. Open your arms, Bonnie Jean, till the sheep in the valley come home, I'll wait till the stars fall around me and find me alone. When the sun comes a-singing, I'll still be
We've slipped into an easy listening vibe, something that doesn't happen very often as we head toward the unknown region. Rod McEwen and Jean on Warner Brothers Records. I'm just briefly going to play you Dorothy Squires on the President record label. This is called Till. And I could swear that listening to the start of this, it was going to be Nancy Sinatra and You Only Live Twice for James Bond theme. See what you think.
Till the moon deserts the sky, till all the seas run dry, till then I'll worship you.
Jostling with the prog rock releases and reggae of the day, 16th of January, this is Dorothy Squires and Till. One I was looking forward to listening to this week is Debbie Reynolds. Got a bit of a soft spot for music from my childhood, I guess that was. This was a theme tune to a television series. Single was released on Pi Records. I don't think we got to see the television series in the UK. This is called With a Little Love, Debbie Reynolds.
Here on Chris B.
aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. I'm so tired of getting nowhere, seeing my prayers gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time I'll breathe free here in New York City. Say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time I'll breathe free here in New York City.
Head toward the unknown region with Chris B.
I know, you know, everybody knows it's true. I'm in love, but it's only make-believe to you.
Yeah.
spotted some fluff in the list. Or it was time for a bit of fluff, and that was the name of the band. The song was called Make Believe on DJM Records. We also heard a snippet of Dorothy Squires, then a smidgen of Debbie Reynolds with A Little Love on Pie. And it was Nilsson, and I guess the Lord must be in New York City. And Nilsson was on RCA Records. So we'll listen to the other side of the Fluff single. It's going to be called Love Machine, far better than the A-side, as is often the case. Then we'll play the other side of that Fickle Pickle single featuring members of Smoke and Orange Bicycle. It's going to be called Sam and Sadie. It's on Fontana. And then I have, you see, it just all falls into place as we progress. The program starts off like a staircase with a roll of carpet ready to be laid and fixed into place as we go along. Yes, I spotted another mammoth hit, which will be a hit in a few weeks' time, on Tamla Motown Records, Jackson 5 and I Want You Back. So we'll hear that after these next two.
Designed with For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
Forget that it's Michael Jackson. It's just a great Tamla Motown single for Jackson 5 before they were called the Jacksons. And I Want You Back, I guess. Money and power corrupts. Fortunately, I'm pretty much the same as I was when these singles were released on the 16th of January 1970, because I've never had much power and not a great deal of money. Enough money to get by and be reasonably happy in life is, I think, an adequate achievement. I used to have great ambitions, but as you can tell, I think I've reached the stage where I've got to be happy with my lot. A particularly brilliant single now, released on J-Boy Records. It was Boy 17. I was boy aged 14 at the time this was released. The band are called Gaslight, and it's called Move.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
To be